Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kiyumanu. The sugya of Ikar V'Tofel.
Bezer Hashem. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet and the Halachas Siman Reish Yud Beis. The Mishnah says, If you look for a Maliyah Tchilo Pas Yimu, Mivarach Al Maliyah Chapoites HaPas. Shapas Tfeil Aloi. Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shu Ikar Yimu Yitfeil, Mivarach Al Ikar Poites HaTfeil. This is the din, that if you have an Ikar V'Tofel, even though Be'etem, generally, every ma'achon needs a bracha. Also, let him say one of bracha. Nevertheless, your mevarach al ikra pointes atafel. The Chazon Ish declares, "What's the part that when your mevarach al ikra passes the tafel? Chav Zayin Tes. Is the part that the tafel doesn't need a bracha, or is the part that no, the tafel zikra needs a bracha? It's just that the bracha of the ikra goes on the tafel. Shaykh that a bracha be'etem doesn't kokam it's tafel. We look at it as a chilik of the ikra." Doesn't need a bracha b'chlal, or no, zikr, and therefore you need a bracha even on the tafel. It's just that the birchas ha'ikr passes the tafel. What's a nafkamino? Kama nafkamino is la'alach ha'lamayso. One nafkamino is, and if you didn't have das at the time to make the bracha on the ikr, do you have to make a bracha on the tafel? For example, our case of the macaroni. You ate macaroni, afterwards you realized it was too dry, you decided to add ketchup, your mom shouldn't have das at it before, and you'd have to make a bracha on the ketchup, even though you're mixing it together with the macaroni. First nafkamino. Second nafkamino would be, what happens if you eat the tuffle before you eat the ikr? You're about to eat the ikr, but it's going to be very salty, so you put in something else before, and you put some bread in your mouth, something beforehand, before you're going to eat the ikr. Does the tuffle need a bracha? If the tuffle betzim doesn't need a bracha, so then even if the tuffle comes beforehand, it doesn't need a bracha. It's betzim and tuffle. But if the vart is that the tuffle is patted with the bracha of the ikr, kokam that you didn't make a bracha on the ikr yet, you have no bracha on the tuffle, so you need a bracha. The third nafkimin is going to be linin bracha chreno. Let's say you didn't eat a shear of the ikr, but you ate a shear of the tuffel. You had maliach and pas. You only had a half a kezayis of herring, of the maliach. But you had a kezayis of the pas. Now what do? Are you mevarech a bracha achreino on the pas or not? The standard common case you have that is with chalant. You make a bracha mezainis on the chalant. Very often you don't have a kezayis de'echilas pras of barley, but you do have a kezayis de'echilas pras of meat and potatoes. Do you make a brain of fashayis or not? There it can be different because you can be mistarf maybe. But be'etzem, what do you do in such a case? Is there be'etzem a chiyuv bracha on the tafel? Sai bracha rishen and sai bracha achreino? Or no, there is no chiyuv bracha on the tafel b'chlal. The bircha sa'ikr is the only bracha that one needs to make and it has these nafkaminas. L'chora the pashas is it's machlagis rishenim. The Chazon Ish is medayik from Taisus here. L'chora it's klar in Taisus. Taisus asks a question. Taisus says, I don't understand. The Gemara is that designed. What are we talking about? Mika midi davi maliach ikr pas tvela. Could it be that it's not clear what the question is? Is the ikr question of the Gemara? How could it be that maliach is the ikr, or how could it be that pas is tuffel? Do you have something which the maliach is ikr and pas is tuffel? Comes along the Gemara says, yeah, but peres geneiser shom. We're talking about peres geneiser, which Taisus understands to mean that it was like a domino effect. He ate peres geneiser, which are very sweet. He had to have something salty, so he had maliach. After you had the maliach, it was too salty, so you had to have bread. So therefore, be'etzem, you're eating three things. The ikr is the peres genoiser. Everything else that you have afterwards really is tuffel to it. If that's the case, just make a bracha on the peres genoiser. Why does the Mishnah say you make a bracha on the maliach and not on the peres genoiser? Taisus gives two terutzim. One is that it wasn't ba'is ha'maimin. Bashmoy says the achrenim say that you did a shini mokim in between, therefore it needs a new bracha. Second terutz says, inami b'shasha achal peres genoiser. He ate the peres geneiser and he didn't move b'chlal, and then he realizes Rabbi Isai kol atzala, bring some herring quickly. We need. I had peres geneiser. Sure enough, they bring the maliach, and now he wants to eat the maliach. So he didn't have das on it. B'shas ma'is, he didn't realize b'yichalish libay. Now, if you tell me that a tuffel doesn't need a bracha b'chlal, then who cares that he didn't know that it was going to be Nechlash Libai after he ate the Peres Geneiser? Lamais, it's still being eaten as a tuffle at the end of the day. What says the saying? Then in this case, he has to be Mevarach on the Maliach. It must be, says the Chazon Ish, that the tuffle needs a bracha. Mamela, generally, your das is on the tuffle as well. When you Mevarach on the Iker, your das is also on the tuffle. Mamela, when you Mevarach on the Iker, you don't need to Mevarach on the tuffle. In this case, that he didn't know that he's going to need the tuffle, his das wasn't on that. Mamela, he has to be Mevarach on the tuffle. Mefurish in Taisus L'Chero that Mevarach Alikar Patas HaTefel Tafel Agav, when you get to Taisus' question itself, just in Cheshbon of Shad of the Sugyo, the Rashash points out, if you look at the Talmud Yehuda Rabbeinu Yoina, the Tesis Kasha is not sure about Klal. Tesis asks, why does the Mishnah say you're Mavarach on the Maliach? You should be Mavarach just on the Peris. And then the Maliach is tafel to the Peris, and the Pas is tafel to the Maliach. We saw this, by the way, in the Mishnah Berurah. You can make a brach on wine, and then your coffee is tafel to the wine, and your sugar is tafel to the coffee. Tesis, the Bir Halacha said the same thing. And Rila, you can have two things tafel to one thing. That's not a problem. Says Rashash, look at Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's not fair, Tesis Kasha. Rabbeinu Yehuda says that Peris Ginaiser, there isn't three things here. The Maliach is the Peris Ginaiser. And Mamela, you're Mavarach on the Maliach, the Hainu on the Peris Ginaiser, and you pass it, the pass. Why is Peris Ginaiser called Maliach? Since it's so sweet, it's not Shachtiva like that. You have to put salt on it to take away some of the Mesikus. And Mamela, afterwards, that's what we refer to it as the Maliach, but it's referring to Peris Ginaiser. Lechur al Derech of Pshat, he says, that's Pshat and Rashi as well. Rashi, when he says Peris Ginaiser, Peris Eretz Yam Kineret, the Gemara's question was, "Mikamidi davi maliach ikar pas tvela?" And for the Gemara, yeah, Peris Ginaiser. You asked about maliach, and answer with Peris Ginaiser. So Peris Ginaiser is what's the ikar here? It's mashma that maliach can't be tafel. Only Peris Ginaiser, which is the most chashuv thing, could be the ikar, the klape pas. Look there, the fee what the Rabbeinu Yehuda, how the Rabbeinu Yehuda learns very gishmak. Peris Ginaiser is the maliach, and tak it's so chashuv that the pas could be tafel to the Peris Ginaiser. But according to Taisus, Taisus learns that it's three different things: Peres, Maliach, and Pas. Taisus says, why after Mivarach on the Maliach, it should be tuffel to the Peres? No, you didn't realize at the time, your Das wasn't on it at the time that you ate the Peres. Therefore, you have to make a bracha on the Maliach. Mavur says the Chazon Ish, that you have to make a bracha on the tuffel if you did not have Das on it. Mitzad Sheni, we mentioned the Baal Amar in the past. It was actually brought down by the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin Tefei. That he asks, what was the chiddush of Rav Papa that Dvarim Habaim Achmas Hasuda B'Sei Hasuda, you don't need to make a brach on it? That's the dinner that says in our Mishnah, Iker V'Tafel. Of course, everything is Tafel to the Pas, which is the Iker. Why do I need the dinner of Rav Papa? Says the Baal Amar, no, there's a difference. He says, according to by Rav Papa, Agam Shebe'inno Devarech Berchas Hamaiti Akati Le'aiti Kamei Hanech Dvarim Habaim Achmas Hasuda. He says, no, Rav Papa's machadish something that I didn't know in the mission of Ikar V'Tafel. Rav Papa's talking about a case that you didn't have das on this, bichlal. You, at the time that you're mevarach on your past, you did not have das on the other food which is coming. Emily boy bracha b'tchilef. That's the case, I should need a bracha. Kamash malon kiven detreilin inu, loy boy bracha. Zokter, no. Since it's tafel, it doesn't need a bracha. It doesn't need a bracha. We just said, of course it needs a bracha. It's just if you don't have das on it, that's when it needs a bracha. Zokter, no. Even though you didn't have das on it, nevertheless, it doesn't need a bracha. From the Mishnah of Ikar V'Tafel, I would have said it's daf if you had das on it. But if comes along, a prophet tells me, no, even if you had no das on it, the tafel doesn't need a bracha. L'chor mefurish, that a tafel doesn't need a bracha. It's going to have all these nafkaminas eat the tafel before, and they're not going to need a bracha. Okay, damn it. The Magen Avraham in our Simon in Reshut Beis, he says, he quotes this Baal Amar, and he says the Baal Amar only said it then when he gets a pas. When you get the pas, if you add pas, then everything else doesn't need a bracha, even if you have das. Mashenkin klape every other ikar v'tafel, if you're having cereal and milk, that he didn't say it. Pasta and ketchup, that he didn't say it. What is the difference? Mashma that he understands that he agrees to Taisvis. If you're having pasta and ketchup, and you didn't have mine in the ketchup, you have to make a bracha on the ketchup. You have to make a bracha on the ketchup afterwards. It's a special din by pas. Where's the Magen Mechalek? If it's the din of Ikar V'Tafel, on the top of the din is in your bracha, where's the Magen Mechalek B'chol? So actually you could say that the din of Pas, that a Pas is everything else, is different than everything every other din of Ikar V'Tafel. Pas, that Pas is everything else, if it's not eaten together, which is the Pashtus is that's his case, it wasn't eaten together, you could learn that everything is Tafel, it's Mamash, Malaf, it's the Pas, it turns into one thing. But from the Baal Amar you could say that the Baal Amar understood that the din of Pas Poiter Kol Minei Maichel is the same din as Yayin Poiter Kol Minei Mashkin. The din of Yayin that a Pas is all the Mashkin, that is not the regular din of Ikar V'Tafel. You're not mixing your orange juice together with your wine. You're not using your orange juice as a chaser after the wine. So what's Shaychas? I made a bracha of wine at the beginning of the Suda, and now, 45 minutes later, I'm having orange juice, I don't have to make a bracha on it because I already made a bracha on the wine? How is it Tafel to the wine? What's Shaychas? So that's some of the Prima Gadon's Mistopic when he gets to this in the beginning of Kuf Ayin Zayin, the Eishal Avram, Oysalef, that, and he says that maybe the Chashivas of wine is the chashivas of, really the Rishonim already talk about it, what's the chashivas of wine? It's the ikar mashke. It's the ikar mashke. And therefore, since it's the ikar mashke, it's the most chashva mashke. Very good. But it's not being used as an ikar in Yisuda. It's not being used as an ikar in a tafel. Why does the pater everything? So it could be that there's a chashivas in the bracha, tainas the prima gadim. You could say that the vart is, according to the prima gadim, chashivas of wine, chashivas of the bracha, that the way that it works is that there's two food items that are have a bracha for only one thing, bread and wine. Kaveh bracha la'atzma, like Chazal say. That means that it's the bracha which is the most mevuritik a bracha, which means that it's the most chashiv a bracha, automatically. The most chashiv, the most mevur is the most chashiv, and that's why we're makdim it, because the most chashiv a bracha. Memela, you could say that the vart is, Ken Zayin the Baal Amor learned that the vart in pas, the reason why it potters everything else is just like yayin. Why does yayin potter everything? It's not really a tuffle. The answer is you're already mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best possible way, in the oifer achi mivurar, in the best possible, the most specific manner. Then mamela, everything else is tuffle to the chashivas of the bracha. Dainu asel hanasel mazla bracha. How could it be that you're not going to be mevarech? The answer is that no, you already were mevarech. B'chlal masayim mana, you gave the biggest hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu already on the in the most mevaritic way. Mainly, even if you had no das afterwards, the same thing you can say by pas. By pas also, it's the most mevur bracha. Hamayti lechem and aretz. You're giving the biggest haidot of Ribbono Shel Olam. Memela, anything that comes afterwards, even if you didn't have das on it, you don't have to be mevarach on it because it's tafel to the chashivas of the bracha. You're ready mevarach Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the Gemara says in brachas, Mashlama davar derimah, that a king that has gold coins, he misses shavechem that he has silver coins. Telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for the orange juice, shakalim and dvari. You already thanked Ribbono Shel Olam for wine. You don't have to thank it. Kumtais that the Baal Amor, we asked, why, according to the Baal Amor, is it only by pas that if you didn't have das on it, you still don't have to make a bracha? The answer is because it's not a regular tafel. It's a tafel to the chashivas of the bracha. But mainly, even though afterwards, you had no, at the time of the bracha, you had no das on what you can eat afterwards in the Suda. You ready, Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMaitzi Lechem in Arts? Anything that comes afterwards is ready tafel b'chlal to the da that you gave at the beginning of the Suda. The Mela in Echanami, when it comes to any other food, even the Baal Amor is going to be maskim, like Magen Avraham says, even the Baal Amor is going to be maskim when it comes to mezonos, when it comes to, and you're having macaroni with ketchup, and you didn't have a das on the ketchup, zikr, even the Baal Amor is going to be maskim to taste this, that the tuffle is going to need a, the tuffle is going to need a bracha. Because, no, it's only the chimavur. It's only when it's the biggest... The chi mevur, that's when we say that. Not just because it's a little bit mevur. Once you give the biggest harida, it's kaveh brach l'asma, that's when we say it. Only by pas and only by yain. And that's be'etzem what the Chazal said. Kishim she'apas poyter kol minei machol, kach yain poyter kol minei mashke. There's a special din by pas and yain. It's even if you didn't have das on it, there's a special din because of the chi mevur.
Why do you believe
that? Oh, that's a good question. According to that, l'chur, it shouldn't be a, it should be a chashivas. In the bracha, it shouldn't be in the amount that you drink. It could be that it's telling that also. Lav dafki do you need? The Derech HaChaim says, Yitaka don't need. In Echanami. You could say that that's not considered really a Shevach. Your mamish didn't really nene from it also. You could say that even if that's the Mishnah Berurah Ken Zayin.
Do we know that the Taisa isn't it like by pas?
This is pas. This is...
No,
pas is the Melech. We don't know. Yeah. We don't have a Rai. In Echanami, Yitaka, we don't have a Rai. We're going to get the Taisa also. The Chuvas on Huggas. He wants to say that the machlekes of Rashi Tesis and how you learn Meliach Upas is also this machlekes of whether or not you need a bracha or don't need a bracha. Ayin Sham, Chele Gimel Samachtes. But Lechura, the way that it comes out from the what's Mavur Lefaneinu is that in Tesis Lechura it's Mavur, at least not by Pas, in our case for sure, that the Tafel needs a bracha. And the way the Magen Avraham learned the Baal Amor also as well, except for Pas, every Tafel needs a bracha. How we pass from Lech Lamaisa, we will see Mirz Hashem, this Kama Kama Reis from the Mishnah Berurah here in Reish Yud Beis, how we pass him. Simin Reshid Beis Sefalos. The Mechaber says, Kol Shu Eker Vimay Tvilo, Pirish Dover Bilti Nechsha, Mevar Chalik Vipoyt Tzat Tvilo. Bein Mibracha Shalafanea, Bein Mibracha Shalachara, Lemi Bayi Meker Mubur Vama Tafel, Afilu Kolech Levadai. Vafilu Pashu Choshu Mikol, Imu Tafel Koin Shechol Dag Malei, Choy Chopas Imai, Kedesh Lezi Kenem Begrenu, Mevar Chaladag Vipoyt Arpas, Kinu Shu Tafel. Certainly, Sigei Donzagin, that if it's a Tarevis, that you can have an ikr and a tafel, even when it's not a tarev, it's eating one after the next, pas and maliach, it's still shaykh that it could be a tafel, and even pas, which is the most chashva maichel, could also be a tafel, which the Rishonim spoke out by us in the sugya, that that was better in the chiddush of this Mishnah more than the Mishnah Mebeis of Parparis, that even Paz could become a Tafel. Says Ramav, Yeshemim a Tafel Chavolom, Varchal Avachim, Varchal Iker. That's the way that he learned the Argor, Vashem the Arzarua. Hodim Avarechin and Alap Iker, Poitlas Atvil, Hanu Shoichel Miyachar, Shoichel Iker Tchilo. Avol Moichel Atafel Tchilo, Gein Shoreitze Lishtis, Roitze Lechel Tchilo, Kadesh Lishtah Liber Ekono, Oy Shoichel Gerini Gudoni, Yisomatik למתיק השתיו, מבורך על האיכל תחילה, אף על פי שותפל השתיו, ונבורך לך שחל, ולותפל לדבר אחר. This is the din ikar v'tafel. Agav l'chor, that's already our first raya. We had three nafkuminas benegeah to whether or not the tafel needs a bracha or not. One of them was, if you eat the tafel beforehand, does it need a bracha? Mefurish in the Ramah, that the tafel needs a bracha v'eat it beforehand. L'chor, that's the first raya that you have. Then in Echonami, tafel needs a bracha. Tafel needs a bracha. Zok there, it doesn't get the most chashiv bracha. It loses its chashiv, it gets a shakel. But a bracha needs. What's this case? What is the Tarevis? What's the Iker and what's the Atafel? So the Mishnah Berurah is Magdir at the beginning. He says, "Kegoin kol Tarevis shnei minim she'echad hu ikari v'asheni inirba al lasakner lachshirai." There we have the gather of Iker v'Atafel. You have a Tarevis of two different foods. One of them is the main food, and the second one is coming lasakner lachshirai to enhance it, to add to it. But one of them is considered the Iker. Many common cases, just to give a few, cereal and milk. Generally, the cereal is the ikar, the milk is just coming to enhance it, to make it that it shouldn't be so dry. If you have a salad with lettuce salad, with sugared pecans, the pecans is adding, enhances the salad, but certainly you're eating the salad as the ikar, you make hadama, you don't make heights. You have granola in a yogurt, if the granola is a hadama, let's say, then the yogurt betim is the ikar, the granola just adds something. Peanut butter on a cracker, the peanut butter is enhancing the cracker. You have, for those Americans, that have latkes with applesauce. The latke is the ikar, and the applesauce is the, depending on what age you are, the applesauce is the tafel. If you have salad dressing, it's even more clear that you make adam, you don't make a shakal in the salad dressing, it's coming to enhance. You have ketchup on the macaroni, same thing. The macaroni is the ikar, the ketchup is coming to enhance. You have chicken with pieces of pineapple and fruits, it's coming to enhance the chicken, but clearly the chicken is the ikar, you make a shakal, you don't have to make. Unless you eat the fruits by themselves, you eat it together with the chicken, it's tafel to the chicken, and you only make a shakal. Those are all lechura pasha scenarios. We have one main food and one is coming to enhance. However, the Bir Halacha points out, and he says that really the gather of ikar, the way that you define ikar v'tafel, im oichol shnei ma'achalim shem uravim b'kara achas im ikar kavanosay al ha'echad b'varach alav u'poiter ha'sheni afilu u'amot u'bistam mashu arayv u'ikar. Comes along and he tells us, the Bir Halacha tells us a golden rule, and you must bear this in mind because this is the rule of ikar v'tafel. And that is, that what your ikar kavana is on, that's what the bracha is. That's the ikar. Memela, if you're having yogurt with granola, and by you, the ikar is the granola, because you can't eat granola by itself, so you need to make it a little bit wet. Instead of putting it into milk, like cereal, you put it into yogurt and you eat it like that. Then you make adama on the granola, and you forget about the shakal on the yogurt. That means it depends on what the person's das is. That means even though the granola is a mute, nevertheless, that's the ikar. That's the ikar. However, if you don't have special das on it, then generally we go back to the roif. Unless it's chamesh min hadag, and then even the mid is considered the ikar. But generally, if you don't have your das is on both of them, you have for breakfast every morning, have granola with the yogurt. I want this and I want that. Go back to whatever the roif is. It's a tarevis. You're eating it together. You go back to whatever the roif is. Generally, the roif is yogurt, depending on how hungry you were. Now, being that that's the case, it's very possible, and this happens all the time, that you have two people sitting next to each other, eating the exact same food, and each one is making a different bracha. They're making a different bracha. Because by one, this is the ikar, and one, that's the ikar. Mashalom al davardema. Rav Baner Shlito, in his Sefer HaKazayis, just to bring it out the point, he says, what bracha do you make in a peanut shoe? I'm talking about Pashka's Goldenberg's, or Pashka's peanut shoes. What bracha do you make on it? He writes there in the book, Sha'akon Yevadvar. However, he himself, in his book, in the Vesein Bracha, where he's Mayrich, he tells you it's not that simple. I guess that's L'chura, if you have to give one Bracha, you can't give a whole Shtikal Torah for each of the foods. He tells you Shachal. However, what's the real answer? What does he himself tell you in his book, Vesein Bracha? The answer is, a peanut shoe is made up of peanuts, caramel, and chocolate, he writes. If the caramel and the chocolate is coming to enhance the peanuts, you make Adama. If the peanuts are coming to enhance the caramel and chocolate for you, then you make a shakal. If neither is coming to enhance each other, you're interested in both of them. You want also chocolate and caramel, and you also want peanuts. Then you make a bracha on the rice. kimdumani, the peanuts are the right. But that, and memela, it depends. It depends, mamash, why you're eating it. Not only does it depend, you have two people eating peanut chews next to each other, you also have one person eating a peanut chew and 2 hours later eating a peanut chew for a different reason, and he'll make a different bracha. Because right now he wants chocolate, and the only chocolate he found in the house was peanut chews. And later on he wants to have some peanuts, the only peanuts he had found in the house was peanut chews. And memela, the bracha could change, and it's not a steer bachal, because the bracha is nikva, kefi the dasa, the mevarich. Umimenu yakish lekol shara macholim. That's how it works. And it really depends on the... So you want to know, what's with a kifkef? One of the questions that we gave out yesterday was Kaplan, right? With regard to a kifkef, they make a shackle in it. Kaplan's always... No. The answer is, no, it depends. And I will say, my son asked me this past week, by Avos Uvanim, what bracha to make on a kifkef? That's what they got for Avos Uvanim. What bracha should I make on it? I said, why are you eating the kifkef? You like the chocolate there? You like the wafer? You want both? I like both of them. Bezainas, of course. You want both of them. We have the din. You go buster. If you want interest in both, you go buster the rave, the egg, whatever the rave is. Except if it's chamesh is meaning dog on. Then chamesh means dog, he gets the din of the rave. Then man, they make a bezainas. But if Beth and you want chocolate, so why didn't you buy this? Because they ran out of mikol pellets, because all the first kids in Avos Uvanim took the mikol pellets. So the only thing that was left was this. So this is what I took. But Beth and I'm interested in the chocolate. By the way, it comes in a package of chocolate. It doesn't come in packages of wafers. Comes us all together from Elite Chocolate, together with Miku pellets that are 100%. That's just agav, the Maimon Musgim. For those that feel bad making a shahakal, it's a. No, but in a chanami, but if your doubt is. That's lechera with regard to the halacha of Ikar V'Tafel. Now, this is all very gishmak when we're handling two foods that are together. If you're holding two foods together, so now we know, we go bust the rave, fine, everything is fine. What happens if you have three foods together? You got a kind bar, which are disasters, bracha disasters. Maybe they taste great, and they're great energy bars. You have this by all these type of energy bars and granola bars, that you have also eitz and also adam and also shakol, even mizernis. You have rice and pecans and almonds and peanuts and craisins. And it's a question, call it craisins, adam, or is it eitz? Because you have three different brachas. What bracha should you make? Should you make the mizernis? There's no kol sheyesh bo over here. It's rice. And mezainis rice, and it's ha'et and ha'adama. What bracha do we make over here?
Chocolate.
Each one is 33%. Now what do we do? So now, if two out of the three are the same bracha, for example, you have a bar which is made out of almonds, and it's made out of strawberries, I think was one of them, almonds and strawberries, and peanuts. That's the three main ingredients. Then you have a little stuff to stick it together. But that's better than what the energy bar is. So, there you have almonds, strawberries, and peanuts of the same bracha. They're both adama. Memela, you could do 33 and 33, and you get 66%. Together, connected, you're 33% to 8. You go with that. Even though each min in and of itself is only 33%, but since the bracha, bichlalusa, is the rife, you go past the rife. The same thing would be if you had pecans and almonds, which are 8. It's not just because of the adama, and you could pass everything up. If you have also a eighth and a eighth, you have pieces of, you have raisins together with almonds, can I get peanuts? And altogether you're 66%. That's what you would go, Basar. So the Shari Bracha brings it down from Rav Vosner, from Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, the Chutshani, Mamish, Oral Lutzian. They all said the same aside. You could be mistarf two together. When we get stuck, it will be. Bez Hashem. We'll see in a minute. Now, where do you get into real issues is when it's three brachas. Three different brachas, you don't have this eitz anymore. You don't have this eitz, three different brachas. You have mizaynes, ha'eitz, and hadama. You have mizaynes, ha'eitz, and hadama, and you want to know what bracha to make? Or you have ha'eitz, hadama, and shahakol, let's say. What bracha do you make now? Each one is 33%. So, in the mizaynes ha'bracha, he writes that you make three different brachas. I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about a bar. He's talking about, let's say, maybe he's talking about, let's talk about one case where you have a salad with apples, bananas, and pieces of cocoa pebbles. Cocoa pebbles. Don't ask. And they, mezainis. Now your question is, what bracha to make on it? So he says, make three brachas. What does makar? Pashut. There's no ikar here. You have to make three brachas. To me, it wasn't Pasha Bechlal. It wasn't Pasha Bechlal. I called him up this afternoon. I said, I'm giving Chabur in 2 hours. And You wrote over here that it's Pashin. I don't know what you're talking about. Why is it Pashin? Of course not Pashin. Mishnah Berurah says that when you have two foods together, then you make on the, you don't make two brachas, even though each one is nicker by itself. It all turns into one Meichel, and you make one bracha. You can't make two brachas. So if you have three foods together, it's all one bracha. I don't care that it's 33, 33, and you can't figure out which one is Iker. You only make one bracha because it's one food. He says, La Adam, Ein Kazeh Davar, one food. There's no there's a cause of one food. It's a din that the Rav patters the Tafel. Kach Amar Li Agoin Rebel Yashuv. There's no din of one food, Bechlal. And Memeli, you have to make three brachas. There's no Iker, there's no Tafel. So he said, if that's true, then the salad that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, this, the fruit salad in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you have 50%, you have two minim, you have bananas and you have apples. 50%, 50%. According to the Mishnah Berurah, what do you do? Two brachas. Two brachas. Because you don't have any, if you don't have a tafel, merely you have two brachas. Kach Amar. Vaniyusi. There's no question about it. Is a bigger Bucky and a bigger Maven? No question about it. Then I am. Vaniyusi was a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, Lechura. The Vard is that Chazal were Kaveya, one bracha, Kokama, that you have a mixture and it's eaten together as a Tarevis. Then there were Kaveya, Chazal weren't Kaveya. The same way we need a piece of cake. You don't make a mezainus on the flour and a shahakal on the eggs and the sugar and everything else. Without the Nikol Sheish Bay. Chazal is made into one. There was baked together, Besainer. But it's made into one food, it's one Tarevis. Then one Tarevis gets one bracha. And Mamela, I would have thought that you have two choices of what to do. You could either make the bracha, which is a bracha that will work for all of them. If you have a mezainus and you have a shahakal, a ha'adama, and a eitz, make a mezainus. Because mezainus works for all three. Befrat if you have a shakal. If you have a ha'eitz, ha'adama, and shahakal, make a shahakal. The shahakal potters it all up. And mamela and echanami, here you're stuck. You have to make one bracha. Make at least the bracha, which is one of them, and you'll potter everything out. That's one possibility. The second possibility is to, if you have a mezainus, ha'eitz, and ha'adama, make a shahakal. Because you can't make any of the other brachas. There's no reason you should make a mezainus. No reason you should mezainus. We don't find the Chazal. I might say that Mishnah Berurah tells me it works everything except for Mayim Melech. But they didn't. It was never said in Chazal that that works as a bracha kelez. Memeila, it's a chiddush to say that. L'chaschil you should do that. So you have mezainus, hadama, and an eight. And there's no kol sheyesh bay. And it's 33, 33, 33. You make a shahakol. So you struck out. You didn't get the first one, the second one, and the third one. You make a new bracha. Why? Because Chazal say, on anything that you don't know what the bracha is, you make a shakal. If you can't figure out the bracha, you make a certain shakal. There's also, it's a shayla, if you don't know what it is also, if you don't know what it is, or you do know what it is, you don't know what bracha it is, you make a shakal. That means that even though there's such a tzad, we saw when it gets to rice. Rice is machlaikis, whether or not you make a hadam or you make a mezainus. The Bria Lacha brought down, some say make a shakal. Oh, shakal. Where does shakal come in? It's either a mezainus or it's adama. Not only that, mezainus works for both. And adama works for both. On the side that it was a mezainus, adama works because it came out of the ground and it's a whole rice. On the side that it's adama, mezainus works, Mr. Berurah says. So either way, you're good. No, the side maybe you should make a shakal. Why? Because since you don't know what bracha is, you have to make a shakal. So it's over here, you have three different things, make a shakal. Lamaisa, I saw in the Shari Bracha, he deals with this question as well. He believes Sarachin. But he says that maybe you should make, he's mitzadid, like that one tzad, that maybe if one of them is one of the three brachas, then you should make that bracha. For example, if you have an eight, hadama and shakal, make the shakal. Make the shakal since the pot is everything up. Could be that, like you're saying, if you have chocolate or something else, chocolate and sugar, I don't know, sugar, Irish sugar, it's not clear if it comes from in America, maybe the rave comes from beets. Here, maybe it doesn't, not exactly sure. I don't know exactly the percentage-wise. I got different conflicting reports from different people. If you go here and you just look in the thing, it says from beets, and look on the packages, some of them say beets, but some say advertised cane sugar. Not exactly clear what's ick or what's not. Whether or not you can say it's eight, chocolate on the side, it's eight. Sugars maybe on the side, it's eight. You got another two eights over here that you can't out. Yesh line. But either way, if you have an eight, adam and shakol, possibly make a shakol, that way at least you're getting the bracha of one of them, and it works for all the other minim as well. However, he says the best eitzah is, and this is the best eitzah, it's not the easiest eitzah, but as we're finishing up brachas, Ketzim Avarachim, I will mention what the Aruch Shulchan says at the beginning of those brachas, in Simin Reish Beis. He says, Aret lavi chosid l'kayim ili debrachas, vos meintos l'kayim ili debrachas. It means, not just to make a bracha, it means when you're stuck, get out of the question. You're not answering the question. At the end of the day, Kaplan's not telling me what to do. You're right. Sometimes we don't know what to do. And in those cases where you don't know what to do, the best thing to do is to potter it up with three different brachas.
That means I want to go ahead and in the middle of the second Seder going out to eat a kind bar, I have to also buy an orange and also buy pecans, also buy peanuts and also buy a drink so that I should be able to pass out my... No, don't buy the kind bar in the middle of the Seder. No. That's the best possible option. But in a chanami, kokama, that you don't have such an option, then l'chura mistaver, I would say, I don't even know when the Vizayis HaBracha said his case, was he talking about an energy bar? We're talking about three different things that are mixed together. Could be that if it's already turned into one thing, one food item, maybe even he would be masked. I only thought of this after I got off the phone. So therefore, I didn't... I would have thought even if it's three different things that are in a tarev, it's in a bowl together. Apples, bananas, and cocoa pebbles. I would say the same thing, because you're eating it all together. Nevertheless, he said that in that case, you make three different brachas. Yesh lachal mi lismaych, if you're stuck, to make three brachas. If Rati holds in a case where it's a sadek while the bracha is, you could take each one out and put it on the side. Leave it there for a little bit of time, he says. Shai Bracha says, where did he get that from? But it's the chur as far as to say that you're now separating it, the maisa, that it's a food bifnei asmai, and make a bracha on each one. That is one possibility. If it's all one maichel, I think it's more mistaver to say that it's really one bracha. You have an energy bar, you're not starting to pull off pecans from the energy bar. It's all one maichel. In that case, l'chura, mistaver, that if you have to make one bracha, you make the bracha, which is kerleles, for all the things. L'chura. So then you don't know what bracha to make on it. That's what Chazal said. If you don't know what bracha to make on it, you make a shakal. Either or. What's the difference? Kol Shekin. You can't make any of the three. Kol Shekin. If you could make it and you don't know what bracha to make, and it, even so, I'll tell you make a shackle. If you can't, Kal V'chemer. L'chur. Kuna to the Vizayis HaBracha, L'chur not. In this case, you would not have to separate it. Correct. L'chur. You can make it three brachas consecutively, but you should not go ahead and pick up all three of them in your mouth and put it in your mouth and make a bracha. Then pick up all three of them again and make a different bracha. Pick up all three again and make a different bracha. That was one of my questions with the macaroni. You shouldn't be doing that. If you go ahead and you eat macaroni, and then you bring the ketchup afterwards, it wasn't in your das, don't pick up the macaroni and make a bracha on it, even though, because it has ketchup on it, it's better to take some of the ketchup by itself and make a bracha on that by itself. Because the ikar of what you have here, the rave of what you have in the food, is the mizrenis that you already made a bracha on. Are you yaitse? If you did it, you could. Lamaitse. The chatchila is better not to. The chatchila is better not. What then? No. I'm sorry. 3 consecutive brachas without eating in between. No, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you're saying. I apologize. Made a mistake. No. Make one bracha and have the eight. Make another bracha. Have the dhamma. Make a third bracha. Make a shakal. I apologize. Now, what's considered a tarevis? The Bir Halacha says he says as follows. He says that if you have a salad. It doesn't say if you have a salad, but that's the chur what he's talking about. You have, once again, bananas and apples in a fruit cup. He says there's a machlekes achrenim between the Derech HaChaim and the Chai Adem, what you should do. Since each piece is nikar bifnei atzma, it's not like you have a tarevis together, that each thing is not recognizable. Each thing is nikar bifnei atzma. What bracha should you make? Should you make one bracha? Should you make two brachas? He says there's a machlekes between the Chai Adem and Derech HaChaim. Derech HaChaim says you make one bracha. Chai Adem says you make two brachas because you can see each piece. Safik, brachas lahakal, you make only one bracha. Make a bracha. Which bracha should you make? Make a bracha of the rave. Mamela, if you have 36 pieces of apple and 33 pieces of banana, which was our case, then l'chura, kokama that it's nicker, l'chura that it's a rave, you know that it's a rave, then you would make a bracha on the rave and you pater the miyat. What then? If you could, 100%. If you have the achilas, l'chatchila, I would say that since according to the Chaya Adam, you should be making two brachas, then Mimela and Chanami, there is an Indian to pater up by making two brachas and other things. 100%. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yes. You have a Chai Adam to be Cheshish for. The Mishnah Berurah himself is Cheshish for the Chai Adam. He says, if you want to be Cheshish, Sharei Tzalachas the Chai Adam. Sharei Tzalachas the Chai Adam. Why does it be Cheshish for the Chai Adam? This is the Nisam Baraz Lachal, because the Sheet holds not that way. So Baraz Lachal doesn't mean Misafik, but even Mishnah Berurah is Cheshish. 100%. That's the best idea.
Big pieces, small pieces, dak.
That's a great question. How do we decide what's considered a tarevis b'chalal and what's considered nikkur, what's considered not nikkur? Lamaisa, what happens with the chalent? What's with the chalent? Is the chalent considered, if the chalent is made as a chalent, some people don't make chalent as chalent. They have the barley in a bag, and they have the potatoes on the other side, and they have the beans in the middle, and it's not a chalent. Maybe that's why it's called chamin, for some.
But it's a, no, I think some don't, it's not, no, 100%. But a chalent in the lashon of is a mixture together, then in a chanami, what do you do with it with regard to a chalent? Is a chalent considered a mixture together? Is not considered a mixture together? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, what defines something as a tereves? Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Beis, he says, Sif Beis Aruch HaShulchan, he says that if the standard spoonful or forkful of your, that you're eating, you get both of the medium of the tereves, then it's considered a tereves. And he continues, then even if you go ahead and you get a spoonful that has only the tafel, you don't have to make a bracha on it. Which is mamela the din, that's the din of a tafel. It's like if you finish your cereal and you have the milk at the end, you don't have to make a bracha on the milk. Because it was already patterned, it's already tafel, even though you're eating, drinking milk just by itself. We'll talk about it in a second, you put it into a cup. We'll talk about soon, Bezer Shem. Now, no. If your first spoonful is the spoonful of the tafel, then you should put it back down and get something that has ikr on it. You shouldn't make the bracha lechatchila, you should not make the bracha on the ikr. That's really the din of eating the ikr before the tafel that the Ramah is talking about. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. So you should really make a bracha, there should at least be ikr. So now, if the standard spoonful of chalent has in it also barley together with your potatoes, barley together with your meat, make one mezainis and you're good to go for the chalent. However, if you have a big piece of potato, a big piece of meat, and the standard spoonful gets only potatoes or only meat, and you can also take some barley, or if you want to mix it together, you'll take also some barley to have with your potato, but be'etzem, each one is eaten by itself, then in a chanam you'd have to make three brachas, make a mezainis on the barley, make a adam on the potatoes, and make a shakal on the meat. When you get the bracha achreina, if you did not have a, even if you made only one bracha, if you hold you have to make a bracha achreina, then if you do not have a kezayis of barley, b'chdei achilas pras, so you're not making an ala mechia, you still have to make your brain of fashis because of the tafel of the potatoes and the meat that you ate. Now, memela, this applies to, I'm just going to clarify, I think a lot of people had trouble when you get the soups, I want to clarify as much as I could with regard to that. Chicken soup, what bracha do you make on chicken soup? Chicken soup has, let's say it has croutons, maybe we'll leave out the croutons, we'll get that in a minute, Ritzashem. Crouton, it has vegetables, and it has chicken, and it has knedlach. What do you do? So now, is this one tarevis and has lakshin? Let's say, throw in. Serious chicken soup. Kitzer, what bracha do you make on this? So now, if you, the way that you eat your soup is that you finish your knedel in two or three spoonfuls, and you finish your potato, your sweet potato, or your squash, whatever it is, the second side, two or three spoonfuls, then, and most of the soup is eaten by itself without the potato, without the knedel, and without the vegetables, which many people, if it's big vegetables, that's how they eat it. They eat it bifnei atzmai. Then you make a bracha mezainis on your knedel if you're not eating in the middle of the suda. Mezainis on your knedel, adam on your sweet potato, and a shakal in the soup. The soup is not tuffel. Each thing is not tuffel to each other. You're eating it by itself. However, if you have yeshiva's type of chicken soup, that the vegetables are diced up into little pieces, and every spoonful has vegetables with it, then you make a hadama, and you don't have to make a bracha on the soup at all. The soup is tuffel to the hadama of the vegetables. However, in a case where there's lakshin in the soup, and it could be that your soup is totally clear, except for the lakshin, if the standard spoonful has lakshin in it, which I think generally that's why they put in lakshin, that it's eaten together. It's not that you drink all the soup, you eat all the soup, and then you have the lakshin left over at the end. It's meant to be eaten together. You make a mezainis on the lakshin, and you patter up the soup. Her, that's the negotiation, they're being eaten together. It's like somebody's soup with tomato soup with rice. If you're eating them both together, and the standard spoonful, you get rice as well, and that's the ikur, or barley, these type of things, barley soup, mushroom barley soup, and the standard spoonful has barley in it, then you make a mezainis. So Mamela, what bracha do you make on chicken soup? It's not so clear what bracha you make in chicken soup. It depends. If it's clear, then it's clear what bracha you make on it. You make a shakal. But if it's not clear and there's other things inside of it, then it really depends on how you're eating it. To make it, whether or not it's ikur or tuffel. And I think it's if you get the gdarm clear, if it's being eaten together, it's a tarevis. You will make one bracha, whatever the ikur is. If it's not being eaten together, then... If you're eating the vegetables together with the soup, the Mishnah Berurah paskin that you make hadama and the soup is tuffel to the vegetables, even though it's chicken soup. That's what he's... No. Then I would make two brachas. If rave afterwards is going to be just chicken soup, then you make two brachas. I'm talking about yeshivas, if they have, they mamish full with chicken soup, and every spoonful that they have, you have vegetables together with chicken soup, make one bracha. But if rave of what you're going to be eating is by itself, then that's not a tarevis. You're right, part of it was eaten as a tarevis, but rave was not eaten as a tarevis. So mainly you have to make two brachas. Now, what's considered two different foods? If you have a fruit salad,
if you have a cracker and herring, if you have a blinches, which is a blintza, which is a potato blintz, cheese blintz, is that two foods or is that one food? Is that you have a chocolate covered almond, is that two foods or one food? Sushi, two foods or one food? Do you make two brachas or one bracha? So we have a little bit of an issue here, and that is that the Mishnah Brura told us over here in Siman Reshit Beis that if you have two things that are both nicker but they're muriv together, you only make one bracha. In Siman Kuf Samaches, it's really here also in Siv Beis, but in Siman Kuf Samaches Siv Katan Mem Hei, he spoke out clearly that if you have Dubshinin, which is Gishmaka cookie or cracker, and you have these Merkachas, cooked fruit, candied fruit that you stuck on top, since the candied fruit was not baked together with the Dubshinin, therefore each one is not tough. It's not coming to laface to the Dubshinin. Mamela, each one you're eating really two foods together. You're eating this cookie on the bottom, and you're eating the crembo cream on top. Mamela, it's two foods. They're not connected. They weren't baked together. And it's really, no, one is not coming to be malafis the other. Then you make two brachas. So what's the difference in our case of a terivis, of the vegetables, of the fruits, that he says all of a sudden you don't? What's the difference in these two cases? L'chorah, by the case of the merkachas, the vart is because there's nothing that's going to make one tuffle to the next. If you have a merkachas and you have duvshinin, or you have the krembo and the cookie, let's just take that case, you have krembo and you have the cookie on the bottom of the krembo, then there's nothing that makes one more ikker than the other. You have a cookie and you have krembo. It's kilos, you're eating two things together. What? That's our question. That's our question. L'chor and reshid beis, if you mix them together, you go basar raif. But in kuf samaches, sefkot and memei, he said lahedde that you don't go basar raif. If it wasn't baked together, and we're talking about bananas and apples, they weren't baked together. Here he says bananas and apples, when they're mixed together, you make one bracha. But there he says, if you have a dubshin in this cookie on the bottom, and you have this fruit that you stuck on the top, it wasn't baked together, you make two brachas. Because one's not coming, the laf is the sheni. But you're eating them both together, I don't understand. Then why is this any different than the bir halacha that he said over here, that he'd make one bracha? What's the difference in the two cases? So l'chor, the answer is because it's not be'etma tarevis. You happen to be eating two things together, but you're not eating them as a tarevis. When you have a tarevis, then you're eating it, it's mixed together, it's a fruit salad. You're not eating two different things, you're eating a fruit salad, and mainly you go bust to the rave of whatever the rave of the salad is. You could just call it salad also. It's salad. Salad is made up of two different things. You go bust to the rave. However, you're eating a cookie, and you're eating merkachas on top, or a cookie and cream on top of a crembo, be'etzem, for all intents and purposes, what you're doing is, you're taking a cookie and sticking it to one side of your mouth, and you're taking a piece of chocolate and sticking it to the other side of your mouth. Now you only have to make a mezainis on your cookie because you're eating them both at the same time. You put one on top of the next. Let's say you take a bar of chocolate and you stick it on top of a cookie. So now you only have to make one bracha. It's no sheiches. One doesn't have any sheiches on the next. It's not coming to lafi. It's not a tuffel b'chal. You put them in your mouth at the same time. But there's no sheiches that one to the next. It's not a fruit salad. There's no tarivis b'chal. And b'meila, in that case, you have to make two brachas. Aye, what's with the blint? Let's say, what if it's surrounded? Surrounded from all sides. There, l'chor and a blintz, what bracha, how many brachas do you make? If you know anybody that makes two brachas and a blintz, you make a mezainas and you make a adama in the middle. Why is it any different? There wasn't baked together. Well, so in a case where you fry it, there's some that make that. So you make a blintz, it depends. You make a blintz and then you just fill it and roll it up. You don't have to, if it's potatoes, maybe, if it's mashed potatoes, maybe not. But certain things, depending on blueberry, these other things, you don't have to bake them again. So if it's baked again afterwards, an echanami. But if it's not, then in that case you'd have to make two brachas. No, it's also there, it's coming, the lafis as a pas. You're not just eating a blintz by itself. The potato, even though hani bavlo yitim shoy dachli nama ben hama, l'maisa, you're eating potatoes with bread. That is nama ben hama, betem. L'maisa, that's where bavlo yitim shoy, that's what we do. So, what?
The whole is just bizarre. They come with
no.
So it comes together.
It's together, but it's no shachas one to the next. It's together because they need a way to hold it, that it shouldn't be, they should be able to put the wrapping on it, and it shouldn't all come up in the wrapping. So what they do is they put the chocolate on the top, we take off the wrapping, all the chocolate comes off, and then you have the cream underneath. No, it's not the SM making it into one thing. It's two separate things. And the standard person eats one after the next. They don't eat it together. Especially if you try eating together, your nose will get dirty. So it's not the, you have to know how to eat it from the top. You have to, it's like a whole, but the, if it's surrounded, where it's coming to laface, like the case of the potatoes or the in a blintz, then it's in a chanami, it's one bracha, and therefore you'd only make one bracha. How about if you have chocolate-covered almonds? I'm sorry, I'm going to limit the questions for a minute. If we have time at the end, please ask. Chocolate-covered almonds. It's totally surrounded. There it's mamish stuck on and totally surrounded. Is that considered one michael? Is that considered two michael? So it's really not so clear. Ramoish is mitzad, you make two brachas. L'chora also, if you stick it in your mouth and you suck off all the chocolate, and then you eat the almond, you should also make two brachas. You didn't eat it together. Therefore, you should make two brachas. However, if you're biting into it, you're eating it all together. There, so it could be. On the tzad, that the almond is just coming to enhance your chocolate, you only make one bracha. Because even on the chocolate, if the chocolate is coming to enhance the almond, also you only make one bracha. Where you're interested in both, that's when you get the shalash. You make two brachas or not. There, it seems that the minhag olam is to reckon that as one michael. Since it's stuck on, it's totally surrounded, it's turned into one food. It's not considered, it's not just like two different things, dubshanin, and you have something on top. It's kilos, you're putting two foods in your mouth at once. You totally surrounded it together, even though the chocolate you're asking the chocolate on the crème brûlée is like that as all. The ikur is not the chocolate on the crème brûlée. The ikur is the cream of the crème brûlée. That's the two different things, the cream and the cookie. Here, where it's totally surrounded, we look at that as one thing. Then what would be, if that's the case, it's also, let's say, with an ice cream sandwich. Ice cream sandwich is casseta, what they call there, the glida casseta. The ice cream sandwich, it's a cookie and it's chocolate. You're not having cookies and cream ice cream. You're best than having two different things that they stuck together. And therefore, the meaning of many is to make a mezainis and a shakal. Two different brachas. What's with sushi? What bracha do you make on sushi? I wish I knew. Now, if you're in it for something specific, like the guy's wife in the first question that she wanted the fish, then even if it's the meat, you make a bracha on that and you pater up the chura, it's all eaten together. Oh, that's really the question. Should we be making more than one bracha or not? So there, the rice really surrounds the entire thing. It's meant to be eaten all together. No one's picking apart the two different things, and I shouldn't say, you have poke bowls from what I understand, separate, not exactly sure. Well, you have a salad, you could have. But the derech of the a regular sushi roll, from the way that I see people eating it, I'm not saying I don't eat it, I just don't know how to eat it. But so it's not a riot for me. But I eat sushi, don't worry. You can't say after you eat the Kaplan didn't eat sushi. No, sushi, only if it's big, it cooked, but it's there. Is that sushi? Anyhow, what bracha do you make on it? There, l'chura, since the rice is surrounding the entire thing and it's being eaten, it's not just that you're having two layers. The rice really surrounds the entire thing and it's all held together, tied together. I would have thought that there's a tzad that the pasha should be that you should make just one bracha. You should make just one bracha. I could hear that you should make maybe two brachas according to our Maisha, that it's two different things and you're interested in both of them. You should make two different brachas. If you have a clear interest in one of them, then that becomes the ikur, even if it's the miut. If you're interested in the entire thing together, and we're going to reckon it to be considered one food, I would have thought that generally the rice is considered the rice, even though lav dafka doesn't have to be that way. Generally, from the ones that I've seen, it seems that it is the rice, even if you're there with your tape measure, trying to figure it out. And in that case, to make a mezainis. If you would like to, if you're interested in the vegetables, you're interested in the fish, then make that bracha and pata the rest. Certainly, if you're in an oifen, where you have the ability to make three brachas, that's the best. Generally, that's not the case, and therefore we have to make one bracha. I would have thought that it's considered one maichal, like a chocolate-covered almond, that the derech is to make one bracha on it, and the bracha that should be made, if you're making mezainis on a rice, which works for everything as well, ken zayin that is the richtig bracha that one should make on sushi. Now, there are certain scenarios that it's kedai l'chara to be mevarach on it before you mix them together. The Mishnah Berurah says, in this case of the salad, of the fruit salad, he doesn't give you an eitzah of, we have a machlokes in the derech chayim l'chayadim, make one bracha or two brachas. He doesn't give me the eitzah, take one out, and take the other one out, and then make two brachas. What's the big deal? That eitzah he didn't give you. The Mashmoy says, because he held that was a shalav brachas in Ezricha. Since there's a clear rive here, then you go back to the rive, there's only one bracha, and the memeli, you make a... It's a shell of a bracha and a tzricha to make two brachas. According to the Chai Adam and the Chanam, it's a suffix whether or not we need to make two brachas. It's not really a suffix what bracha to make. It's a suffix whether or not we need to make two brachas in the first place. So maybe he's being choishish that kenzan we don't have to make a bracha, so to pull it out would be a problem. Therefore, he says it's better not to pull it out. That's only pulling it out after it's already a tarevis. Then it's already one maichol, you should be making one bracha. So the fact that you're making two brachas, that's maybe a shell of bracha and a tzricha. But if it's before you put it inside, then that's not a shaila bracha shenitzricha. Even if after you put it inside, don't make one bracha, before you mix it together, there's no problem to make two brachas. That's why, I think it was last time before Chabura, I quickly called up Benes Darm Berkowitz with regard to meatballs and spaghetti. What bracha do you make on meatballs and spaghetti? So he said, the best thing to do is, before you mix the meatballs together with the spaghetti, to make a bracha on the spaghetti, make a bracha on the meatballs. Before it's a mixture together. Matzi came to your house, it's already mixed together. Chicken chow mein, whatever it is that's mixed together, and you have Stoppy Joe's, you have all the mezainis mixed together. Then l'chur, once it's eaten as a tarevis, then you should be making mezainis off the din of kol she'eshpon. That's l'chur, the pashtus. If it's already mixed together, you should make the... But if you could do it before, and then you should. Therefore, with regard to putting in croutons into soup, I put in a lot of croutons into the soup. I put a lot of croutons into my salad. I like the croutons. I don't like... That depends. You're not sure though what's the ikar here. If I put croutons into my soup, the croutons become the ikar of the soup that it's trying to say I just have to make a mezainis, I don't have to make anything else. In these cases, it's not clear. Is it a terev? Is it not? Is it coming to enhance? It's not coming to enhance. What's the ikar? What's not? In these cases where it's not clear, it's always better before you stick it in. If you're making this out of yourself, obviously it's not always possible. The food comes to the table, b'chulum. There are many scenarios where it is possible. You add in the croutons into your chicken soup. The mela, make a bracha on the crouton before you eat into the chicken soup. Make a bracha on the chicken soup, make a bracha on the crouton, and then mix it together. It's not a shayla bracha shenitzricha, even though you're about to put it together, because you're trying to get out of a suffix of a bracha, and therefore it's not a shayla bracha shenitzricha. Because you can't always tell, is it a tafel, is it not a tafel, does he need two brachas, which bracha does he need? The mela, in this case, before you mix it together, make two brachas on it. Chicken salad, the same thing, you're adding chicken into a salad. So if you're eating the chicken as the main course of the meal, and you also have salad, so then maybe the chicken is the ikar, you make a shakal. But if you're having salad, best time you're having an entire meal. One of the things that they're serving is a lettuce salad, it has a piece of chicken inside, a piece of deli. Then it's best time adama b'pashtus. If you have a suffix, you're not sure what it's for, the best thing to do is before you add it inside, make a bracha. If it's already added inside, then it depends on your kavana. 100%. I'm gonna push it off to the end just because we have limited time. That's with regard to getting out of the questions, getting out of the ikar v'tafel. I'm not answering the questions like we said before, and that's what a chassid is. A chassid is not somebody that has the answers to all the questions. A chassid is somebody that gets out of all the questions that he shouldn't have questions in the first place. That's the best possible answer. Now, what do you do if you're at somebody's house? You're in your own house, and all the food is already served to you. We're trying to give answers in the best possible answer. Not always is there a 100% clear answer. However, I think in these cases, then I would think that in a regular chicken soup that you add croutons inside, the croutons are just coming to, clearly the chicken soup is the ikar, and the croutons are just coming to enhance the chicken soup, and therefore it would be similar to the pieces on top of the schnitzel, and therefore you should only have to make a shakal. However, it's not so clear. You could say that each one is not tofel to the next, and therefore you should make two brachas. If it's just coming to add a crunch, then l'chur you wouldn't really have to make a bracha on the croutons. Once again, better to make the bracha beforehand. Now, let's say you did not have das on the tafel at the time that you made a bracha on the ikar. That the Mishnah Berurah says, lehedian sif kasan dalit, he says, ikama v'kama pamim. He says, if you did not have das, v'me'ina rogo b'kach, v'gam le'yedait b'firish b'shas l'bracha lecha l'tafel, tarach l'varach gam l'tafel. That's the second nafkamina that we had, and that is, if you didn't have das on the ikar, do you have to make a bracha on the tafel? Depends. If you hold the tafel doesn't need a bracha, then you don't need a bracha. If the tafel does need a bracha, then over here wasn't patered. It doesn't need. Mishnah Berurah says, kama v'kama pamim. Kefayin Zayin Sif Hei, he says the same thing as well. Here he says it again. Here, I think three or four times he says it in the Mishnah Berurah. It needs, the tafel needs a bracha, 100%. I mean, mainly if you don't have the bracha of the ikar to pater, then you need the tafel needs a bracha. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman is mechadish that if it's, let's say, sugar, Shmir Shabbos Chalasa brings down in Nun Dalet, Samach Zayin, that let's say you had tea, and you realize that the tea is usually have tea by itself without sugar, or you didn't think that there's sugar here, Bechlal. Now you want to mix in the sugar afterwards. Since it totally dissolves and you don't see it afterwards, then it's mamash tafel and you don't have to make a bracha on that. That even though it happens to be the same bracha as the tea, you would have to make another shakal. It's mechadish that since the mamash becomes part and parcel of it, you don't see it from Islam. And therefore, you don't have to make a bracha on that in such a case. Now, what's with herring and crackers? Herring and crackers, Mishnah Berurah says over here that lechatchila you should not use pas as a tafel. Don't use pasta as a tafel, because pasta is only a tafel if it's really tafel. That means that the only reason why you're eating it is because you ate a hot pepper and your ice cube was in your mouth for an hour and you didn't have any milk, because that was the person told you afterwards that's really what you should be using. And the only thing you had was a little slice of bread, so you took a slice of bread. Now you're eating the bread, that's totally tafel, it doesn't need a bracha rishena. There in that case it might, because you didn't have datz on it at the time that you had the pepper. I didn't believe the guy that the pepper was so hot, it was me. I didn't believe the guy the pepper was so hot. But in a case where the guy knows that he's going to have it afterwards, you don't need a bracha. If you're having less than a kezayis, you don't need wash your hands b'chlal. If you're having more than a kezayis, wash your hands without a netil, without a bracha, sedai. Mishab Gura says it's not kedai to do that. It's not kedai to do that because even though he's mitzvah at the beginning that pasta is only tafel of peris dineser, but he comes along later on and he says could be the pasta is tafel even to yayin tzaraf. I'm not sure exactly how to answer that theorem, but he says that it can't sign that pas could be tuffled to other things as well. But kokama that you're interested in eating, then the pas is not going to be tuffled to your yayin tzaraf. You have to make a broch on it. So he says it's better from the shlag kaddish, don't make pas as a tuffle. How about crackers? Crackers is not so chashu. When you eat crackers together with herring. Ba'atim it's the same yisayid. If the reason why you're eating crackers is because your mouth is full of shamnunis and you're just trying to dry to soak up some of the shamnunis, you don't have to make a broch on the cracker. Generally, people enjoy the cracker as well. And generally, they're interested in both the cracker and the herring. If that's the case, you make two brachas. Unless you mamish understand that it's coming to the lafes, it's the cracker. It's hard to say that. I would pash this, I would take a little bit of herring, make a mezenis on the cracker, mezenis ashakal on the herring, and then put it together. That would be the best possible thing. That's what you should do. How about if you have tuna on a cracker? Is that two things, or is that one thing? So it could be that it depends on the amount of tuna that you put in your cracker. If you just smear it on a little bit, then it's like jelly or peanut butter or something, which is just like a spread. And if not, it's stuffed into the cracker, you wouldn't have to make a broth on the tuna fish. But if that's me, you're on to eat two different things. You're having tuna and you're having crackers. That's what in yeshiva today, and you didn't want to wash, so you decided to take a spoonful of tuna, put it on top of a cracker. Then, if it's coming to lafes as a pas, like a spread, and if not, you only have to make a mezainis. But if you're really trying to eat two different things, none is tuffled to the next, then you would make two brachas in that case. Once again, since you're the one that's making the lunch, make the bracha on the mezainis on the cracker, make a shackle on the tuna fish, and get it out any questions. Let's say you eat the tuffle before the ikr. That's what Ramah says, beat the tuffle before the ikr, then you need a bracha. What bracha do you make on it? So let's say he's talking about a case where you have an eighth, and you're drinking something afterwards. So you have these gudganiyot, garine gudganiyot, lamatei kashtia. So therefore, you're having something which is ba'etzem ha'eitz, and the thing that you're drinking afterwards is the ikr, is the shakel. Comes along, the Ramah, he says, make a shakel. Why do you make a shakel? That's the machlekes between the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. Why you make a shakel? The Ramah says, you're eating a food, you have to make a bracha. So why don't you make the regular bracha you're supposed to make on it? It doesn't have chashivas, it's a tafel. Meila tafel doesn't get a chash of a bracha. And a meila, therefore you make a shakel on it. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference what you're eating afterwards. If the thing, the ikr that you're eating afterwards is mizrinus, hadama, shahakol, la'eitz, hagof, it doesn't make a difference. Always, according to the Ramah, if you eat the tuffle first, you make a shakel on it. The lot is chashivas of the bracha, but aslan is the bracha, you have to make some bracha. The Magen Avraham says, no, the reason why over here you're making a shahakol is because the ikr is a shahakol. So therefore, the drink is a shahakol, you can make make a shahakol, and pass up to ikr. But let's say the ikr is going to be, because the shahakol works for everything. But let's say the ikr is a eitz, and the tuffle is a shahakol, and you're eating the tuffle beforehand. You're not going to make a shahakol in that case. You're not going to make you have to make it, sorry, let's say it's a eitz and adam. Eitz and adam. So you have, the tuffle is a eitz, and the ikr is adam. In that case, according to the Ramah, instead of making a eitz on the tuffle, you'd make a shahakol. Says the Magen Avraham, no, you're not going to make a shakel. You only make a shakel if the ikr is a shakel. But if the ikr is hadama, you're not going to make a hadama on this. It's not a brichas hadama. Therefore, you should make hadama on it. You have to make its regular bracha. Mele, since it's a shaila, what bracha to make on it? Therefore, it's always the Mishnah Berurah says it's better not to eat a tuffle before you eat an ikr. Because you're getting into questions. There are those that bachlal say that even in the case where the ikr is a shakel, according to Ramah, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to make a shakel on the tuffle. But the Sharetzion brings down that those people that hold that the tuffle never loses its chashivas of a bracha, the goyin never loses chashivas of a bracha. So you still should be making an eitz in this case for the Ramah. Therefore, you should never eat the tuffle before the ikr, unless both the tuffle and the ikr are shakel. Then there's no problem. You can make a shakel on the tuffle without a problem. That case is fine. Now, according to this, that the tuffle really needs a bracha, yesh la'ayin with milk in your cereal. We had one of the questions that you put an extra milk into your cereal because of the cocoa pebbles. You like to have chocolate milk at the end. So you have to make a new bracha on that. So l'chera, kokama that your das was also not as a tuffle to the cereal, then yeah, you have to make a shackle on that. Let's say you didn't, let's say, one second, when you do it, should you do it at the beginning, at the end, you could do it even at the beginning, because you're not just, there l'chera, you're interested in eating at the end, maybe it's better to make it at the end, but l'chera, you could even make it at the beginning, because you're not just having it as a tuffle. It's interesting, at the beginning you are having it as a tuffle, so I'd wait till the end. But I just want to say a chiddush that the Vzeza Bracha says that I want to like to. Vzeza Bracha wants to taina that if you take your milk that you had in your cereal, your chocolate milk that you now have after your cocoa pebbles, you don't have to make a shackle on that. It was tuffle to your cereal at the beginning if you didn't add an extra milk. He says if you pour it from your bowl into a cup, achshavei, and now it needs a bracha. Kenzan it needs a bracha. Now Yesh Lain, if you're telling me that Vesma tuffle always needs a bracha. Just when you make a bracha on the ikar, pot is a tuffle. So come tell us that this milk, before I poured it into my cup, it had a bracha. Now I poured it into my cup, it lost its bracha. What happened? So the vart is that, no. The reason why it had a bracha is because it was tuffle to something else. So it was kol on the bracha of the ikar. Kokama, that you separated and you make it not a part of the ikar, it no longer has a bracha. Not that the bracha, that the tuffle has its own bracha. The tuffle has a bracha because it's part of the ikar. Kokama that you separated, then in Echanami, your magala that it's not part of the ikar, then it loses its bracha. And in such a case, in Echanami, you would have to make a shachol. Now, if we were saying this, you sorry, that a tuffle needs an ikar, then in a case where you didn't have a shear of the ikar, and tuffle needs a bracha. If you didn't have a shear of the ikar, but you had a shear of the tuffle, do you make a brain of hasha? Do you make a bracha chorin on the tuffle? The chorin is pasha, you need a bracha chorin on the tuffle. Because the tuffle, it's not that the tuffle doesn't need a bracha, the tuffle needs a bracha. And not only that, that's the mashmaris, the mishabura and meishches. We mentioned this in the past. If a person had less than a revius of wine, and you had a cup of coke, a revius of coke, and you didn't make a bracha rishayin on it, because you had a mole lugma of yayin, but bracha chreina, since you didn't have a revius of wine, you can't make a ala gefen. What do you do in this case? Says the mishabura, you're stuck. Because you had more than a kezayis, it could be that you're chayven an ala gefen, and if you're chayven an ala gefen, you're not chayven a brain of ashes. So, but maybe you're not chayv an ala gefen because you didn't have a revius. And you are chayv an ala gefen. Therefore, it's tzarichin what to do. The Seder, he got stuck. All the achrayim are chalik on him. Many of the paiskim many are chalik. They say, what do you mean? You don't have a brach on that thing. You have to make a brain of ashes on it. However, even the Mishnah Berurah is masking that if you didn't get yourself stuck into the question in the first place, if you didn't have a mali lugmav, if you didn't have a kezayis of yayin, then in that case, you didn't get into the shayla of having a brach achrayim. Now, for sure that the tuffle needs a bracha achreina. For sure the tuffle needs a bracha achreina. Now, I'm not exactly sure. There is a tshuva from Moshe Chilak Dalam and Beit that he says a tremendous, chiddush. I don't know how it stems exactly with everything else. But he says that if you had pas umeliach, this case, and you had less than a kezayis of meliach, and more than a kezayis of pas, you do not make a hamayis, you do not make a birchas hamazon on the pas. Why? Because chazal mrafkia. How do I know? He says, because let's say you would have had a kezayis of maliach. You made a brain of fashe, it's a pasta, it's a pasta as well. What do you mean? Brain of fashe doesn't pasta, birch zamazin. If you had a shear, if you need to be a birch zamazin, brain of fashe doesn't pasta. How can you make a brain of fashe of maliach and pasta of birch zamazin? But first, we had a kezayis of maliach, that you're chuyah midaraisa. How did you brain of fashe's pasta? Elamai, they were mafkiya alechi birch zamazin. Not exactly sure how that works if the mice, if you had a shear of maliach. How could it be the mafkia became mamish tafel? Is that we don't look at it as a bracha b'fnei asmi, and therefore even if you didn't have a kezayis in the maliach, you would not make a birchas hamazon on the pas. He says you would make a brain of fashis because the pas is mitzarif to the maliach in such a case. But that's maybe with regard to pas. I think that the consensus of most of the paiskim is that if you did not have a bracha achreina, if you did not have a shear of the ikar, then you make the bracha achreina of the tafel if you had a shear. Therefore, with regard to chalent, if you do not have a gezayis echidas pras of barley, then you would still make your brain of fashis afterwards instead of alamicha, because you did have a gezayis echidas pras of potatoes and meat. Sif base. Almost finished. Buzzard dinner. Merkacha shemerech ichin alu kikin dakin, oisim kikin hoyu tfeilo, merkacha shadar yedua shin miskavna lecho lechem. If you have this merkachas and you have this bread or cracker underneath, if the only reason why you're doing it is that your hands are going to get dirty, then it's tuffle, you do not have to make a bracha on it. Memela, if you have ice cream inside of a cone, and they have two types of cones. They have the cardboard cones, and they're the cones that taste good. If the reason why you have it, if you're having the cardboard cone, most people do not like the way that it tastes specifically. It's a nice way of holding it, that your hands shouldn't get dirty, and you're able to eat it afterwards, that you don't have to find the garbage can. However, you're only eating it, kiloshen remoyshe, beglal shehu sham, because it's there. That's the reason why you're eating it. In that case, it's tuffle. It's like the milk in your cereal afterwards, even though this is mezainis and that's the shahakol. Nevertheless, you make a shahakol on your ice cream, and you patter up your cone. unless you finished all your ice cream before you started the cone, which is generally very hard because you have to get out the ice cream from inside. You usually start eating the cone beforehand. Then it's, you can't say it's tough because you mamish ate one after the next. You didn't eat them together with cloth. None of it at all. However, if you have the gishmaka cone and the cookie type of cone, and you're having ice cream, then the chariot's two different things. You're interested in both of them. Make two brachas. Make a shaka when you're eating the ice cream at the beginning. Make a mazainis afterwards. You do not have to first make the mazainis first. You only want to eat it afterwards. There's no din kadima to first eat it because you don't want to get your nose dirty. Now, with regard to cheesecake. Cheesecake is also a similar thing. What's the bracha on cheesecake? So you have a 2.5-inch cheesecake. The bottom third of an inch is a pie crust. And then the rest of it is all cheese. So now, it happens to be that cheesecakes, you can hear maybe a little bit more, but I think there are many cheesecakes that they add in flour into the cheese for tam, not just ladavik, for tam as well, then in that case for sure you make him a zayin. Now let's say that's not the case. There's no flour inside, or it's ladavik. So you still have 85% is cheese, and you have only 15% on the bottom, which is cookie. Now that cookie, if Taka, they only made it that it should be easy to hold the cheese, then you finally taka tuffle, and you would only make a shakla on it. However, since it's usually made in a gishmaka pie crust, which tastes good, and people are interested in both of it, b'chlal, you don't want so much cheese, it's very sweet, you also want to have some cookie together, something like that. B'chlal, you're interested in both. If it's baked together, which I think generally afterwards, some you could just freeze. However, if it's baked together after you put it in the pie crust, then the b'chlal gets one bracha, and you make a mezunis. I know this is the end of the Zman. Maybe it's the Iker. I don't know what's the Iker and the Tafel. It's not Iker. There's no Iker. There's no Tafel. From the first day of the Zman till the last day of the Zman, it's all an Iker. And the tremendous Yashar Koyach to the Olam for the Olam being here on the last day of the Zman after 6 months of Kitz Mavarachim. Not every time was it so clear. Not every time was it so easy to define what bracha to make. But if you have the Klolim and you have the Gedarim, and the Olam certainly put in tremendous Koyaches to get them, once you have the Yesedis, then you're 98% of the way there for most of the foods. That's your kechacho.